sanctify this time.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, bring us into the burden of this week.
Amen.
Oh, that you are the grain of wheat.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, that we may just be in this resurrection.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, to really speak through us during this time.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Saints, we are on week 9 this week. Can we start off by reading the title together of the outline?
Christ as the resurrection and the grain of wheat.
Amen. Can we also read Roman numeral 1?
We can experience and enjoy and express Christ as the resurrection.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We can experience, enjoy, and express Christ as the resurrection.
Amen.
And through this resurrection, Christ, He died a life-releasing death and became the life-giving Spirit.
Amen.
And I just really appreciate this week that there's the realization that this life-giving Spirit is the Spirit of reality.
Amen.
And from this Spirit, we have the reality of the body.
Amen.
We have the church. We have God's economy.
Amen.
Can we read Roman numeral 2 next? It's under day 5 in outline. We can experience, enjoy, and express Christ as the grain of wheat. And connecting off of that, I would like to share the verse, John 12:24. It says, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless the grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it abides alone. But if it dies, it bears much fruit."
Right.
And, you know, I think from this verse and the Roman numeral we just read, right, we can see that Christ, He is the reality of this grain of wheat. During His time on the earth, right, His divinity was concealed in this grain of wheat, in the outer shell of His humanity. But He suffered to the uttermost, right, and He died a life-releasing death. And from this, the outer shell of His humanity was broken, and His divinity was released, right? He became the life-giving Spirit. And from this, He is now able to enter into man, and for a man to partake of Him freely. And from this life-releasing death and this life-dispensing resurrection, right, actually, Christ brought all His believers into an incorporation with the triune God. And I appreciate this so much this week, right, that we are incorporated into this triune God. Mm-hmm. That means that all that the triune God is, right, all His elements, His attributes, and His nature have become in us.
Amen.
We are now, the reality of this triune God is now in us.
Amen.
And of course, you know, this week it talks about what the Lord went through, right? But I appreciate it also this week that it talks about as believers, right, what comes from us. And there's a realization that as believers, we need to be in the resurrection life of Christ. Next, can we read the first verse under the day 2 passage, number 17:8?
The day 2?
Day 2 passage. And on the next day, Moses went into the tent of the testimony, and there was the rod of Aaron for the house of Levi. It had budded, it even put forth buds, and produced blossoms, and bore ripe almonds. Yeah, so this verse is very precious. The background of this verse, right, is that the children of Israel, they were rebelling, right? So as a response, right, God had all the leaders of the 12 tribes put a rod before the ark in the tent, right? So in all, there were 12 rods, and each rod, it was dead, it was dry, and it was leafless, right? But God said, "The rod of the man whom I choose shall bud." And Aaron's rod was the one that was chosen, and it budded. And this experience, right, it's very precious, but at the same time, it's very humbling, right? Because it shows that this is all from God's choosing. It's all from His ordaining.
Amen.
And it is not at all from man's own merit and effort.
Amen.
And actually, it's entirely a matter of being in the resurrection. And some may wonder, what is the resurrection, right? Resurrection means that everything is of God and not of us. It's the realization that only God Himself is able to, and we are not. He is, and we are not. So, and even the realization that in all our situations, right, we need to surrender to the Lord.
Amen.
Because as long as our natural strength remains, there is no ground for this resurrection life.
Yeah.
And this week it mentions the story of Sarah and Abraham, right? Sarah and Abraham, they needed to conceive a child. But Sarah, she was physically unable to, right? Because she was old in age. And for the longest time, they were pressed by this situation. And I don't know how many of you, have this experience, like, of just being in a situation for so long and pressed by it. For me, I can definitely think of a few, but this was the situation they were in,
right?
And they were so pressed that they resorted to their natural strength, right? And the output of that was Ishmael, who was a product of Abraham and his maidservant Hagar. But it was only when they realized the hopelessness of their situation, right, when God was able to enter in and bring them Isaac. So saints, this is what it means, you know, to be in the resurrection life. It means to surrender to the Lord in all our situations, to realize that we are not in He is.
Amen.
From this, the Lord is able to enter in, and we will be in the resurrection.
Amen.
So we need to be in this resurrection life, right? And this does not mean merely that we can be, you know, individual spiritual giants, but actually there is a corporate purpose, right? It is so that we can be in, we can experience the spirit of reality and to be brought into the reality of Christ's body. And this is God's economy, right? This points to God's economy, His economy. His purpose is to dispense Himself as spirit through His Son into us so that we can be filled with His life and we can be built up together to be His body, to express and magnify Him in this universe. So praise the Lord. You know, His goal is the consummation of the New Jerusalem.
Right.
We are not arriving at the New Jerusalem. We are becoming this New Jerusalem.
Amen.
This is our reality because we have the experience of this spirit of reality, the life-dispensing spirit. Amen. So praise the Lord. Maybe we can open the time to sharing. Maybe the piano can help out with making it three minutes?
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll be good. Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Praise the Lord for His resurrection.
Amen.
I think, like many of us, it's very, very refreshing to see how important this matter of resurrection was.
Right.
I think I was even just from the first day, I was realizing, wow, like, I feel like we really need to be unveiled. I think even just growing up, you know, hearing things, whatever, like, maybe our concept is just, oh, like, He was raised from the dead. This is living proof of, you know, our redemption, which is wonderful. Definitely according to the Bible. But also, we have to realize that without the resurrection, that there wouldn't be the firstborn Son of God, there wouldn't be the regeneration of all the believers to become the members of His body, and there would not, and He would not have become the life-giving Spirit. This means there wouldn't have been, the head, body, or the content of the body of Christ.
Amen.
Which means there would be no way to carry out His economy.
Amen.
And so I was just so impressed that it's this very resurrection that actually allows us to live the body. It's the producing of the body. It's
Amen.
What allows us to even live the body life.
Amen.
And so even, I really love this phrase that was mentioned that it's this very resurrection that allows us as members of the body to live a normal human life.
Amen.
I was considering, you know, a lot of times we've been really stressing our relationship with the Lord, right? Bring Him into all of our situations. This is how we live this normal human Christian life, right? But without resurrection, there would have been no way for us to actually practically partake of this. And so I just really, at least today, to learn these three verses. Acts 13, 33, which talks about the firstborn Son of God, and then 1 Peter 1, 2, to regenerate all the believers, and then 1 Corinthians 15, 45, the life-giving Spirit. I feel like if we have these three matters, we would really appreciate even so much more, even that these accomplishments that we praise the Lord for at the table, even the resurrection, has not just this outward, dead becoming alive, but even that it's this very, there's even these intrinsic significances that are also applicable to us in our daily living.
Amen.
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 So yeah, I just follow up the our two brothers sharing. So actually, it's a very very big thing. So it's so big, it's beyond my word can say. I think that's why maybe you know we are kind of a little silent because we just cannot say it. It's so big. It's so so important. It, you know, it's called a resurrection. Resurrection. You know, now I come to a little bit by the like a history or reality. You know what makes the United States a little bit different from other countries? Historically, you know, when I review the history, not quite a nation. They were kind of built on a sense. They said, you know, we are not able. We need a God. So the United States was one of this country. Not much, but one of the country. It just means realize, a simple realization, our humankind cannot do it. We are doomed. But other than hopeless, there is a hope which is from God. And if the hope comes to God, the way is through resurrection. And I'll also give you another example, also historical figure, John Wesley. If you look at the history, you know, he influenced England, the land of England, a lot. But his own life, he came to a point he thought he was dead. The time he spent 2 years actually in the savannah in the United States. But after 2 years, he appointed to his lowest point in his life, he thought he was almost dead. But guess what? It's fine. He was dead. It's fine. But the Lord had a way to have a resurrection life. He lived on, you know, was a reestablished, and he did a great work for him in the United Kingdom. But anyway, so I hope it's so big, we really just don't say it, but we need to come to Lord. Each one of us, because the Lord, we are his children, and the Lord give each one of us a portion. If we connect to his resurrection, and our portion will be, you know, be useful. Yeah. Amen.
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 D6 says, as long as the natural strength remains, the power of resurrection has no ground for manifestation.
Amen.
As long as Sarah could conceive a child, Isaac would not come.
Amen.
You cannot experience God if you don't experience him. If you don't experience the crucified Christ, you cannot experience the resurrected life in your spirit. That's why fundamental to this is Apostle Paul's writing, you know, in Galatians 2:20, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me.
Amen.
We can experience Christ living in us if we keep living our natural life. Brother Lee shared the natural life of our soul. And I was really touched this week. I was listening to Brother Lee sharing through lsmradio.com. I don't know if you know, it's free. It's every, and it goes through the trainings with Brother Lee sharing. And Brother Lee was sharing the end of the two books on Kings. And at the end of Kings, the situation with Judah was so bad. The holy temple was burned, the holy city was destroyed, and the holy land was completely taken over by Syrians and Babylonians. So it was a very bad situation. And we're sharing that the children of Israel is a type of us, is the typology, right, is in the Old Testament. The fulfillment and definition is in the New Testament. So what they happen to us, it's the children of Israel is a type of the church. Right. And he shared that how in the church, the children of Israel totally failed God. But the church also at the end of the New Testament failed God also, completely degraded. And that's why the Lord, in his writing to the seven epistles, the seven churches, he's calling out individual overcomers. To the overcomers, he says, I give you the right to eat of the tree of life. And you go back and you read every single church. At the end of it, the Lord says. And then I was very touched, you know, Brother Lee shared, I just wrote it down, saints. He said, you know, God is not after good Christians. God needs God-man Christians.
Amen.
With the God-man living. And what is the God-man living? He said, all the time rejecting your natural man.
Amen.
And
Amen.
Realizing that you do have God as your life,
right, that's right,
in you. Amen. And then, you know, so anyway, saying, so I just was very much touched with this matter about, you know, and this verse that he shared. I know a lot because I've been in the Lord's recovery many decades. So I know a lot, but do I really realize it? And therefore, do I have the appreciation? I'm not so sure, saints. It says, and at this time when he shared it, I finally realized it. So, it's 1 Corinthians 15:45, it says, so also it is written, the first man, Adam, became a living soul. The last Adam became a life-giving spirit. Christ is the last Adam. He took Adam to the cross and nailed Adam to the cross. Terminating Adam, meaning terminating us, because he is the last Adam. There are no more Adams. So when we continue to live in our natural life, we're actually the walking zombie, walking dead. We're supposed to be dead and living only by the resurrected life.
It says, well, we need to put some words together. One is glory. Another one is resurrection.
Amen.
We need to put glory and resurrection together. There's a third word we should put together, and that is imparting. So the God of the living God is a God who lives, he is, and he acts. But the God of resurrection is a God who lives and acts, and he imparts.
Right.
He imparts himself into us.
Mm-hmm.
So glory means divinity.
Amen.
Glory means God himself.
Amen.
He is glory. So... So temporarily, forget about the word expression and think of the word impartation. So when the God of resurrection operates, he imparts. He imparts himself into us. So the first person that he imparted into was the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Was Jesus himself. So in his resurrection, there was an impartation.
Amen.
So Jesus was raised, and in his being raised, he was being glorified. This was his entering into glory.
Yes.
That means that in his humanity, God imparted his very self, his element, into Jesus.
Amen.
This caused Jesus to be transfigured, to change his form. So now that Jesus is not an opaque shell concealing the Lord's divinity, but he's saturated with divinity, expressing the Lord's divinity. This is his entering into glory. So glory is God saturating Jesus. And then he can be expressed in this point. And not only expressed, but he becomes the life-giving spirit. He becomes the firstborn son, and he regenerates us to be the many sons.
Yes.
So now, he's the life-giving spirit. So now, what's happening today? So it says God is, in Genesis 1:26, it has the word image. There's a footnote. Image means love, light, holiness, righteousness. So in us, in our experience, he's imparting himself into us. So, for example, 2 Corinthians 1:8 says, it has the word despair. Despair. Well, we know about despair. We enter into despair. It's like a room. We enter into this room and we're just, oh, woe is me. But as God of resurrection means, instead of despair, now there's love. God is imparted into us. Love means, love is not, despair separates us, but love connects us together.
Amen.
So God's element is, all of a sudden there's no more, the room of despair is gone. And rather there's God is love.
Amen.
So we have fellowship. We're joined together. We have fellowship.
Yes.
And we're freed. We're freed from the room that we entered into in our despair. So Paul said he despaired of life. Well, anyway, the opposite is the God of resurrection entering in, and now we're free to praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Isn't this 2 Corinthians 13:14?
Yes.
The grace of Christ, the love of God, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you. Be with us.
Amen.
Amen. In our being.
Yes.
In our being. There's just love and light and holiness, righteousness. Anyway.
Amen.
So, resurrection, glory, impartation.
Amen.
Imparting into us. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
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 Just continue when brothers and sisters follow up. So now, if we want to, apply this resurrection, I would encourage the saint to look our lives, and because I just did a little bit look back to my own life, I suggest you to pick the saint you think is dead. You basically think it's hopeless. It's already done. If you pick that, then just to come to the Lord. Because when I look at my experience, some things I thought was done, but actually was not done. I think our God has a way to move it forward. So I don't know. It's a really personal experience, right? For your experience, it's a really personal experience. But I just want to say it. It's like the experience. Just saying. Sometimes we think it's already done. It's over. But the Lord, our God, because He has a resurrection.
Amen.
So yeah, I think we can do that to start. You know, I think the on the other hand, if we do think that the things was already done, like was it already dead, at least you should come to the Lord, because it's a work like a duality. It works. It's a due action, right? The God has a resurrection, but we also need to have something to, you know, if we have a little bit of faith, or at least we just leave there, don't think it's dead, at least that will allow God to work on something. But my point is, we just need to come to the Lord. It doesn't matter how much faith you have, but if you choose to have a little faith in our God, and I think that God will start to do it, and will start the resurrection.
Amen.
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 I really appreciated that the Lord's desire is for us to be renewed day by day. And I think we have heard this sentence quite many times. It says that we cannot be a Christian because, you know, we have many, many shortcomings. But only the Spirit, which is everything that the triune God is, can be realized through the Spirit. So only the Spirit can be a Christian. In ourselves, it's impossible to be a Christian. And I think every day I still try to be a good Christian. Maybe I say, you know, I'm going to read the Bible, or I'm going to do this, or I'm going to fellowship with the saints. And we think that that's kind of like doing our part. But in reality, the Lord doesn't want us to do anything for Him. He can just speak and everything can be done. But I just appreciate that even through all of this, God's heart for men is so vast. His love for men is so deep that He had this wonderful plan, even to see the Lord going through all of the process in order for Him to become the life-giving Spirit. So I think we have heard a little bit that, you know, the Lord likens Himself to His life-releasing dead is likened to a seed. And the one thing that we know about seeds is that if you don't know what the seed is, you can give me many seeds in my hand and I would not know what type of flower it is until that seed actually, you know, dies and breaks. Then the life that is within that seed will eventually manifest itself.
Amen.
So I just really appreciate this picture of our dear Lord Jesus, that, you know, when his outer shell of his humanity was broken, we could see the life releasing death. We can see that the release of the glory of Christ's divinity came out. And when we receive the Lord Jesus, we receive all of these things within us.
Amen.
And so I just appreciated a few words during the week. You know, it's talking about that we should allow the Lord to disciple us. And when we allow the Lord to disciple us, we just open ourselves to Him and allow Him to,
right,
you know, to wrought His divine element within us.
Amen.
And this is, you know, every time we die to ourselves, when we allow the work of the cross to terminate us, then only life is what is left.
Amen.
So I just really appreciate that, you know, every day we can do this work of renewing. The Lord is fresh day by day.
Right.
And so John 12:24 says, truly, truly, I say to you, unless the grain of wheat falls into the ground and it dies, it abides alone. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. And then later we have the other verse, I believe it was in Corinthians. Therefore, 2 Corinthians 4:16, therefore we do not lose heart, but though our outer man is decaying, yet our inner man is being renewed day by day.
Yeah.
So every suffering that we go through is arranged, allowed by the Lord, arranged for us to just allow the Lord to impermeate us and saturate us and just fill us more with what's in His heart and to give us more life. So So all of these situations, whether illnesses, whether work situations, family situations, I personally have many situations this week. But I just, you know, praise the Lord, because when we are in this situation, it really gives an opportunity for the Spirit to operate within us, to move within us. And so when we just come to the Lord, you know, we can be renewed day by day, allowing this resurrection life to work out in us, allowing this resurrection life to be the living element within us, that when we touch others, they're not touching ourselves, they're not touching our feelings, they're not touching our situations, but they're just touching the Christ who is in resurrection within us. So praise the Lord that we have this resurrection life in our spirit, that we can contact the Lord day by day, that we can be renewed day by day.
Amen.
Oh Lord, thank you that you came to die for us.
Amen.
Lord, thank you that we can receive you in our spirit.
Amen.
Oh Lord, oh may we continue to live in this resurrection life.
Amen.
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 This matter of death and resurrection, Christ's death and resurrection, such a fundamental truth, right? In Christian faith, you can say.
Right.
And it's not just a historical fact, right? We're all clear with the historical fact. But praise the Lord for the ministry, you know, really brought us into this deeper appreciation. And actually, this whole series is on experiencing, enjoying, and expressing Christ. Right? So, amen. Whatever Christ has gone through, that we need to experience.
Amen.
Right? So Christ has gone through death and resurrection.
Right.
We need to experience and even enjoy. Right?
Amen.
A lot of times, how can I enjoy death? We may enjoy resurrection, but we may not want to enjoy death. But the thing is, without death, there is no resurrection. We have to die to our natural man. Right? We'd have to die to our old man. Then we can be, you know, one with, you know, actually this experience is starting from our first when we actually receiving the Lord, right? You know, actually when we were put into the baptismal, right? When we were put into the water, actually this is, you know, a starting of our death, right?
Amen.
And when we raise up from the water, actually there will be a sister, I'm not sure if Sister Yen is here, there will be a sister, actually, she wants to get baptized today. So this is actually our experience, right?
Mm-hmm.
But our experience does not stay merely on these outward, you know, manifestation, right? We need that. But then, you know, it has to grow deeper and deeper, right? Actually, I did some study. Even our physical body, there is actually the process of death and resurrection going on every day. Right? If you look at your skin cell, right? I did some study saying actually every day there is like more than 50 million cells that are actually dying. But there are more than, equivalent amount of cells that are being regenerated, right? So our physical body is actually going through this, you know, this physical metabolism, right? So same thing. I mean, God is so wise, right? You know, to have our spiritual life to grow. You know, we also need to go through the death and resurrection. I really, very much enjoy, you know, actually this week, right? It spoke actually a lot, right? In terms of many examples, right? Abraham spoke about the budding rods, right? Paul's experience.
Amen.
You know, all of these, you can say the Bible is actually about death and resurrection, right? In the Old Testament, all these pictures actually speaking out this principle of death and resurrection. In the New Testament, of course, Lord Jesus is the first one that goes through death resurrection.
Yes.
Actually, he did a lot of miracles on the earth, right? Even Lazarus, but of course, that's a physical death and resurrection. But Lord wants to do more. I enjoy what the brothers and sisters shared earlier. There's a term of living God and also the God of resurrection, right?
Amen.
The living God, yeah, when we see the living God, yes, he does many things for us. He's living, right? He's living. He's the Emmanuel. He's, you know, he's actually being with us every day, right? But he's also the God of resurrection.
Amen.
Now, the God of resurrection is the one that actually
you know, actually imparting himself to us, right?
Amen.
Every time we die to ourselves, every time, you know, actually in his sovereignty, right? You know, on one hand, he's a living God. The living God arranges all kinds of situation, environment in our daily living, right? Daily life. So, a lot of times he puts us in certain environment.
Right.
And that environment is actually an opportunity for us to experience
Amen.
Death and resurrection.
Amen.
So saints, do not be, disheartened, you know, when we were actually in kind of a situation. Like Paul, right, in some of his experiences,
right.
he was actually putting the situation like a desperation, right?
Right.
It's actually more than depression, right?
Amen.
The message tells
right.
us. But he actually, like, has the assurance that, yes, we have the resurrection God in us, right?
Mm-hmm.
Even our hope has been, or, you know, we have seen no hope, but we have this one in us.
Amen.
We have this one in our
Amen.
Earthen vessel.
Amen.
Lord, amen. So we actually really need to have this faith, right? Amen. So when we're actually in every kind of a negative situation, we need to turn to this resurrection Christ, right?
Amen.
Amen. And he is in us.
Amen.
And we can just simply turn, be in our spirit. Oh, I'll apply the death and resurrection in all kinds of situations. Then we can actually gain more life. Praise the Lord.
Yes.
And we can
Amen.
Express it.
Amen. And I was really touched by Dato's message. I think there is 12 rods before God. And all 12 rods actually looks exactly the same. They all like leafless, rootless, dry, and dead. So from outside, we're all the same. Yeah, nobody can tell, you know, the difference between us with other people.
Amen.
But I think the most precious thing is God has a seed inside of us.
Right.
The divine life has this seed, very tiny seed inside of us. And this seed, after a period of time, mm-hmm. it can bud. And after budding, it can even blossom and bear ripe almonds.
Amen.
So after a period of time, the people can see the difference between us and maybe at the first sight, we're all the same. We all live a very normal and sometimes even boring life. But, you know, after a period of time, you know, they can tell the difference between us and them because we have this hope and life. And also remind me of another verse in John 6:20. It said, "It is I, do not be afraid."
Amen.
Only three words, "It is I," so powerful. So we should be reminded it's not us, it's God.
Amen.
So we always, very habitually to use our natural strength every day to face all the challenges ahead of us. But we forgot how we are so hopeless and limited, just like the rod, leafless, rootless, dry, and dead.
Right.
So we shouldn't rely on us. Even sometimes maybe we think we are a little bit capable than other people in this area. But for God is not us, it's God.
That's
so
right.
We should really need to exercise this every day
Amen.
To rely on our God
Amen.
To face our challenges.
Amen.
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 Praise the Lord. This week is harder to share because it's in full experience. We need to enjoy. Experience, enjoy, and express Christ.
Amen.
I think it's two parts, brothers. It's our church life. The first part is regarding our personal life, that every one of us need to experience resurrection life. And the second part is that we need to experience the grain of wheat.
Amen.
The grain of wheat is to bear much fruit.
Mm-hmm.
So the first aspect is we need to experience resurrection life. Brother mentioned that we need to realize that we have been regenerated
right.
with the spirit of reality.
Amen.
The spirit reality is already in us. Resurrection, it means that we have experienced death.
Amen.
Otherwise, if we don't experience death, we will not experience resurrection.
Amen.
And the second, to experience resurrections, Brother mentions, is not something that is possible for us. We cannot do it. That is the budding rod. something impossible. Only God can. We cannot. And then the third, the these three mentioned, in order to experience resurrection life, God put a lot of affliction, environment in our life. It's only to make us, we don't have any more confidence. Even in our church life, when we are sharing, I don't have confidence to share that I already experienced resurrection life. Our confidence should be based on God alone. In bearing much fruit, we need to experience Christ as a grain of wheat. In our daily life, or as an individual, we need to experience our inner man is being renewed. Our daily, our old man is diminished. What we, like I mentioned in past, we quantitatively, the older we are, the more sins we already committed. But qualitatively, we should less committed sins because we rely more on God. And also, when we experience that our inner man is our inner man is renewed, we need to experience, brother mentioned in the Colossians, we need to have a life of the church life. Amen. We need to be joined and meet together with other brothers and sisters in order to bear much fruits. It's not only us, not only individual. We need to be joined and meet together.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. And also, in order to bear much fruits, we need to experience dying, like Brother mentions, we, like Christ, grain of wheat, dying in the church life. I mean, our inner man, natural man, has been buried, and in order to experience our natural man buried, is we need to love the world. Who keep, Lord mentions, who keep my word. God will make a boat with us.
Amen.
And he will abide in us. We also, he abide in us, we abide in him. We will bear much fruits. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Even though the message is simple, but we need really to get involved, to get into this message is based on God's mercy and grace.
Amen.
I was very touched by brothers and sisters sharing, and actually after reading this week's message, I was very touched that what brother actually just shared, we can experience and we can enjoy.
Amen.
And we can express.
Amen.
It's really our, you know, depending on our willingness, whether we want to turn to the Lord. And earlier, I think Ethan was sharing about Christ's resurrection. And I was also very impressed by this message this time. It talk about three big things. Christ's resurrection is not just that, you know, God raised him from the Lord. Actually, the first one is he begot his firstborn son. And the second one, he begot his many sons, that's us.
Right.
And number three is he became the life-giving spirit.
Amen.
So I think in the message, brother shared that, you know, if we just see the first one, we actually miss the whole part about the church and also his economy.
Right.
And I just feel that this is so unique and this is so precious. And I think it's not in the message. I think it was in the outline, and brother mentioned about this. And I went back to see again. In Exodus chapter 25, it talk about the golden lampstand. And, you know, I don't know if you ever thought about this. Actually, the golden lampstand was like uniquely designed by the Lord, by God.
Amen.
I totally think that, you know, he can just say, okay, here is a pure piece, pure piece of gold, you know, this is God, pure, and that's it. But he actually, you know, like carefully, preciously designed this, and is the whole piece of gold.
Amen.
And then, so I think in the message, brother said that, you know, the gold stamp was like using, you know, that like use the hammers to kind of like beat.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So you know, like I think actually that's how we experience the Lord, believe it or not. You know, sometimes your family members would drive you crazy. Sometimes you would drive your family members crazy, or brothers and sisters. But you know, we are all these one piece of gold. Eventually, we are going to be built up together. But then I feel that brother also mentioned about one thing. I just feel that is so important. It's the life-giving spirit. And also, I think in a lampstand, is the light. We really need to have this oil so that, you know, we can enjoy him. We need to enjoy his word. Sometimes I pray to the Lord, I say that, you know, look at me. I don't think I'm the twins with you. You know what I mean? How can we be so brave and say that we and the Christ, we are twins? I dare not say that, but then, you know, I tell the Lord, you know, you need to work on me. You need to work in me so that I believe and I can also experience and I can, you know, also express you in my daily living. Although I know that I'm still far, far away from it, but I just think that, you know, sometimes we just need to declare in faith, this is going to be true, and we just believe it and we just experience. We just experience it. And also, I think Eddie shared about the grain of wheat. I also feel that, you know, in the message, it says that we actually really need to experience the breaking of the shell.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord has experienced it, and we also need to experience it.
Amen.
Breaking of the shell. Sometimes, you know, you know that I grow avocado at home. You know, some seeds, they never grow.
Mm.
Because the shell is never broken. You have to store them away.
Mm-hmm.
So that is the process that the Lord has experienced. And we also need to experience that. If we don't experience that, I just feel that, you know, our all situations will be in vain.
Right.
You know, we still experience all the situations, but we don't grow. Praise the Lord.
Song when I was younger. Son of Silence. I don't know the Lord like that. Amen. Everything is the sharing, everything was very, very, very touching. But no matter we talk about the resurrection life, if we don't have faith, not going to work. Now, in order to have faith, we need first to clean our conscience with this brother, to have a conscience without no offense with our neighbors, with our friends, right? And in order to die to our natural life, we need to deny ourselves and see that we're so proud. Like we can't deny ourselves because we love ourselves too much. As soon as somebody tells us something that we don't like, we react, right? We react. See? Sometimes, poor of me if I don't make my bed on my day off. Poor of me. Yeah. So, but I learned. That's why I always tell my wife, God is so wise that give man a wife, you know, to grow. You know, you guys are gonna go, you young guys. But we need to really have faith. We really need to deny ourselves our pride. Now, the Lord didn't, God didn't come here to make miracles. Of course not. He came here to give His life for us and also to be a life to us, to walk with Him every day and live the resurrection life. He still makes miracles, yes, if He wants. Not when we want, but when He wants. And if, oh, I always said to Him, okay, let it be your will, because a lot of people tell me, you know, this and that, you know, and sometimes we think we have the strength to do things on ourselves. Last week, this guy, 45, Filipino guy, one of my students, I took him to the road test, and he said to me, when we're talking, I was sharing about the scripture, the Bible with them, at the road test site. And he said to me, Sergio, do you think a man like me could be saved? I did drugs, I did alcohol, I was bad, I even beat my wife once. He said to me, you think the Lord could save me? I said, of course. Save me, he could save you. And we went to the office, we prayed. Just before we get in the office, somebody walked in my office, and I asked her, are you a Christian? She said, yes, I am a Christian, this lady. And I said, can we pray for him because he wants to receive the Lord? Of course, she said. I knew the Lord did this. And we pray, and the guy received the Lord. And I said, you need to be baptized. Okay, so what I'm saying, for a moment, I thought it was me, right? For a moment, I was feel so good, right? But he said the message very clear. Like the donkey, he's talking about what? The donkey, right? Donkey said, oh, are they praising to me or what? It happened to us because we had this ego, with this pride, and we think we are the one, right? But I know the Lord arranged that. And it wasn't. Or he works. Let me tell you, he works in very mysterious ways. He does things in a very mysterious way. I mean, sometimes I'm shocked. I said, when he does things for me, but I say, Lord, thank you, and I'm sorry. I always ask him all the time, to forgive me because I offend him all the time. Sometimes with my wife, with my kids, my neighbors. But I say, Lord, forgive me. But Lord, we need to live the resurrection life by believing and having faith and denying our pride. We are too proud. We need to hate this natural life. We need to die every day to be resurrected.
Amen. This week we talked about resurrection. Saints, do you know what is resurrection? You may know the meaning of it. But then the title, it refers to the grain of wheat. In other words, if we see the significance of the grain of wheat, then we may be able to understand a little bit about what is resurrection. And you have to realize the parable. Nearly every parable in the Bible, saints, it has a significance. Grain of wheat seems to us it's just our natural thing, but it refers to a very significant spiritual speaking. In John 12, when Philip and Andrew was talking to the Jesus, and Jesus told him, "It's time for the glory of me come." And then it refers to this parable. Truly, truly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat fall to the ground to die. Saints, merely to know the Lord's resurrection is not enough. Our brother just mentioned we need to experience the resurrection.
Amen.
A person can experience a living God and he still betray God. So there's a difference between living God and God of resurrection.
Amen.
I believe this week you have that parable very clearly described. A brother who was sick and he experienced miracle healing from the living God. Yes, he, in a sense, he experienced God. But that experience did not help him to gain God. I hope you can see this difference. We may experience God without gaining God. Then another brother got sick. Seems not fair, right? A one who experienced living God got healed. The other one trusted in God, prayed to God, but his condition is not improving. Rather, even dying more. But right at that juncture, he realized that the one he trusts is the God of resurrection.
Amen.
We need to experience this resurrection not in doctrine, but in our daily life, including work life, family life, church life, through the suffering. The significance of suffering is such a suffering, such a devastation, provides an opportunity. What Brother Tom just mentioned, that God can impart certain elements into the old creation. If we don't experience resurrection, saints, nothing will happen in us. It's just like the grain of wheat. If he did not fall into the ground to die, the shell remains. I believe all of us here, we are all in some kind of suffering. Every one of us. And I hope you got encouraged. That suffering is a mean. And that suffering is just momentary short.
Yeah.
Our God does not like to make us suffer.
Right.
He likes to make us to gain Him. But without suffering, we cannot gain Him. So through that suffering that you are in now, you have to realize you have this resurrection within you.
Amen.
You have this very spirit within you with the power of resurrection.
Amen.
Not to release us. So don't pray, saints.
Right.
This will change your concept. Don't pray, Lord, release me from this
suffering.
Because if you pray that way, then you're just basically telling the Lord, stop your economy. I'm not. But rather, what you should pray, Lord, empower me through the resurrection power.
Amen.
Do you realize resurrection is a power?
Yes.
Saints.
Right.
Do you realize that?
Yes.
If you realize that, you will change. You will be happy with your family life.
Amen.
You will be happy with the saints in the church life.
Amen.
Serving brother. If you really experience the resurrection power in the fellowship of the brothers, there will be no quarrel.
Amen.
There will be no
complaints.
Rather, they will what? Budding rod.
Amen.
Budding rod is a sign of resurrection.
Amen.
Amen.
I hope this year the Lord brought us to this message that all of us will experience such a reality.
Amen.
You like to grow into Him?
Amen. Friends,
I believe you do. You have that longing. Right? You have that desire. But don't remain in the inspiration. Every time in the meeting, you got inspired by something. And then it vacated. Why? Why it got vapored after the meeting? Because you're lacking of your praying life. When you heard the Lord speaking, you heard the word, you need to pray in your spirit.
Amen.
If you don't do that, whatever you inspire, slowly vapor. That's why year after year, you gain some knowledge. You gain some doctrine. But you're lacking of the reality. Because the Lord has no way to penetrate you.
Amen.
You'd like to have a breakthrough this year?
Amen.
You have to, well, Brother mentioned that, yeah, we have to spend time with the Lord. Spend time with the Lord with what? What way to spend time with the Lord? You have to vitalize, begin with your praying life. Pray, not in a doctrinal way. Pray with pray with a way that will vital yourself with the Lord every moment by moment.
Amen.
Praying by moment talking to Him. Okay? So may the Lord bless us. We will experience such a reality of resurrection.
Amen.
Amen.
To the conclusion. I think this thing, I don't know, to your sense, to some people, this is really a heavy matter. This reminds me from the beginning, when I read this title, it reminds me of Brother Nee, when he was dying in prison. Right, his relatives find a note. And there says, Christ is the Son of God who died for the redemption of the sinner and was resurrected after 3 days. This is the greatest truth in the universe. I die because my belief in Christ. So resurrection to him is his whole life faith, the purpose of his life. He died for this. So this is not a light matter. I think here we see the truth, we see the ministry telling us the significance of this resurrection, right? If there's no resurrection, there's no church, there's no us, there's no body of Christ, there's no God's economy. So I hope we can all see the significance of this. And then the next point is, how can we experience this? And all the saints and brothers share about the grain of wheat. That's all about the experience. So I just want to share briefly two verses, which is not in the outline actually, but I find it's very useful. This is from Romans chapter 6, verses 4 and verses 5. They're mentioned we have been buried, we have been buried, therefore, with him through the baptism into his death, in order that as Christ we were, Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, so also we might walk in the newness of life.
Amen.
I want to repeat this. We might walk in the newness of life.
Amen.
For it we have grown together with him in the likeness of his death. Indeed, we will also be in the likeness of his resurrection.
Amen.
I just want to stop here. I just want to conclude
Amen.
Here.
Amen.
So we hope this message is not a doctrine.
Yes.
This is for us to walk in the newness of a life.
Amen.
We will no longer walk in our old Adam. We can walk in the newness of the life.
Amen.
Which is Christ's life. This life is only existing in our spirit.
Amen.
As soon as we stop praying, stop exercising our spirit, we're in the old man. We're not in the newness of this life.
Yes.
And we are not in resurrection.
Yes.
And second, we will also be in the likeness of his resurrection. I believe. If we are living in this realm, right? If we're living in the spirit, no matter what we encountered, we will live in resurrection.
Amen.
It's interesting when I listened to some sharing from PSRP yesterday when I was doing that, there's a brother asked this interesting question. Saints, are you awake every day when you wake up in the morning? Are you wake up in the resurrection or not? Probably not. Yeah. We are wake up in the deadness, right? When you wake up, what's first thing come to your mind? What shall we eat for the breakfast? Are you going to prepare something for the kids? Or what's going to happen in your work? Are you planning your work? If we do that, if we continue to do that, we wake up in the deadness.
Amen.
If we want to wake up in the resurrection, the first thing we should do is contact the Lord.
Amen.
And we can just simply pray to the Lord. Lord, I'll give this whole day to you.
Amen.
We want to be one with you in the day.
Amen.
Moment contact with the Lord.
The
word our brother shared. We want to have the moment contact with the Lord in everything in our whole day so
Amen.
That we can live in the likeness of resurrection.
Amen.
Praise the Lord for this resurrection.
Amen.
And hopefully this is going to be the reality for us.
Amen.
Through the spirit of the reality.
Amen.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Speaking, Lord.
Amen.
Lord, thank you for your resurrection life.
Amen.
We give this week to you.
Amen.
Also help us to walk in the resurrection life.
Amen.
Lord, thank you because you are so good with us, Lord.
Amen.
Lord, we want to experience not only the God of living, but the God of resurrection.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your love and mercy.
Amen. Amen. Yes. Thank you for your love and mercy.
Amen.
Lord, we give you this week. We can be ushered into the reality of your death and resurrection.
Amen.
Lord, contact you moment by moment.
Amen.
One with you.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Let's keep the belief to you.
Amen.
Lord, help us to apply your death and resurrection to our daily living.
Amen.
Depend on our nature life.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Saints, there is a virus going on. I don't know if you know that, right? So if you go to public place or supermarket or anywhere, it's better to use a mask.
Yeah.
Because I know some brothers who are very sick now. So please use a mask. Going to public places.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.